He needs to be first and forefront. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What's the kingdom? God's kingdom on the earth, moving and flowing through his people. Jesus was a man anointed by God who went about doing well. Jesus, a man attested by God with signs and wonders, which God did through him in Acts. The disciples, look at the stuff they did in their life. Why? Because God was upon them. God anointed them to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the sick, to raise the dead, to cast out devils. Freely they've received, freely they give. Now we got to do the same thing. Nothing's changed except this. And we've got all these different philosophies and all these different things. We need to get back to the basics and the simplicity. If Jesus said it, I believe it, I'm going to do it. What if we just do that? What if we just become little kids? A little kid doesn't understand all the technicality stuff. I don't get it. I don't understand it. This is all I know. I don't get it. Why would I want to try to create new stuff when it's right here in front of me? It says, therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you'll have them. If the fig tree dried up from the roots, then everything else can too. He said the same thing in Matthew 21. He said the same thing that was done to this fig tree. It happened for you. So I say we just believe the gospel. We just allow Jesus to be the dominant factor in our life. Drop this other stuff, man. Just come back to Jesus. Really. Does this make sense? Gosh, I know I hit a bunch of stuff. I had to establish some different stuff. Jesus is the wisdom of God. We don't need another book. We don't need another... We need Jesus. We need a stronger understanding and identity in him. Do you know all this stuff that we're struggling with our past creeping up and trying to crush us?